Shlomo Weisberg.
Okay, everybody, so a quick stick on what we said yesterday. So yesterday we were speaking about, nice to have Shmuley back here. How was everything, Shmuley, all right? Yeah, very nice. So yesterday we spoke about, I'm doing my belt up. So we spoke about when a person goes in the street. So it depends what sort of belt he's got. If it's a belt of a beggar, which is mashed in the tzur of the beggar looks incomplete without it. We said very often on a coat it's like that. The coat needs to have the beggar, if it's missing, it doesn't look right. In such a case like that, then if the belt is hanging down, that's okay. Because that's part of the beggar, it looks like that's the appearance of the beggar, so you're not using it, that's okay. That's much better. We said, the shoelaces which are undone is also very similar to that. And therefore, that's if it's undone, that's also okay. Any other belt, though, which, certainly a trouser belt, where it's got no connection to the beggar itself, that certainly needs to be tied up if one wants to wear it. One can't have it dangling down. Someone pointed out, yes, it's quite right, actually, a Shabbos belt is also the same thing. It's got no shaykes to the thing at all. So a Shabbos belt can only be worn on Shabbos if it's actually being used properly. It means it's actually closing round the thing. It's doing its job of girding round. If it's just hanging down, then it's not. Oh, I remember what the topic was about. It's about wearing wide hats. That's what that was the topic. So that was the thing about belts. So belts are only good if the belt is either part of the belt itself. And then we said as well, also yesterday, even if it's part of the garments, there is a minig in many places to you might be only to wear a belt if you actually do it up. Okay? It's a minig in some places only to wear a belt if you actually do it up. That was the halachas of a beggar. Shoelace, not done around. Now, the actual shy is not a very interesting one about wearing a hat on a windy day. What's the shy? It's very interesting halacha this, actually. What's wrong with wearing a hat on Shabbos? So there's two things, actually. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, actually, that a person can't wear a hat on Shabbos. A person may not wear a hat on Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos kuflum chesun on a base. It's actually born in Shulchan Aruch, actually. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In Shin Aleph, let's just see if we can find it here. Shin Aleph, I've got it twice, I think. Oh, I can't remember what it was, exactly, this halacha. Shin Aleph, see if men. So the Machaber actually brings two shitters down over here. Because it's a Machaber to show you what hat we're talking about. Tosfos learns that the issue of wearing a hat on Shabbos, believe it or not, is what? What's the issue? We actually spoke about this once before, actually. What's the issue of wearing a hat on Shabbos? That's one, it could be carrying. That's a Rashi lens. Oihel. The other one is Oihel. Now, I brought my tape measure with here. And Oihel has to be one tefach or one tefach. Now, you can all measure your hats, my friends. If you measure your hats, the front of this, oh, this is just about 8 centimetres. I'm all right, this hat's all right. Do you want to, can I measure your one a minute?
Sure.
Big one. Don't worry, it's still wearing Shabbos. It's a big one. It's a big one. It's a big one. What? It's a big one. Which extends past his head, a tefach, must put his head. I feel him a bias. Even that, don't do it carrying. Even in your own house, you're staying in your own house, you can't put your hat on. Mishum oil, wearing an oil. Now, this is interesting over here because we've always had an oil. What? Strama, yes, probably some drawers, that's a lot of hats actually. Sorry?
10-12-1.
I must tell you, someone told me he worked in a hat shop actually, very interesting. He told me he worked in a hat shop. He says only someone once only ever came into him and said he wants to buy a hat with a very narrow, brim, because he's mucked with this halacha. But he told me, I asked him, did he buy one? He said, actually, couldn't find one, that was that size that fitted him. He had to buy a wide one in the end, he got a wide one in the end. That's interesting. What?
He also narrow ones and asked the whole thing.
Now the stuff. Most of the people still got the hats that most of us are wearing now are still quite what? But what have we got your hat there?
It's old fashioned. Your old fashioned.
What's yours?
You guys wearing 6 and a half.
What have you got there? A wine one?
I'm old fashioned.
You're also old fashioned. Who's new fashioned here? All the new ones. Yeah, that's narrow. It started. I spoke to him a while ago. He told me starting actually. Yeah, they were starting. This the fashion. Yeah, I don't know. The people I associate with still got the big ones. Anyway, that's the size. The most discussion is actually. So, my son, are you allowed to wear your hands up? Now, you must realise there's one big thing over here which you should be asking me. That lechora to have an oihel over you, but no mechitz at all, is lechora very strange. The only case where to put an oihel out on Shabbos without any mechitz is one case where you're doing it to protect from the rain or the sun what's underneath. Now this hat, that's what I'm forcing to say over here, is not really, our hats are not such a problem because we don't wear a hat to protect ourselves from the rain and the sun generally. The biggest dry is that even when it's not raining and when it's not sunny, we still wear our hats. And therefore, many possibly say that nowadays, this is doesn't apply. Let's just see the Oka Shabbos inside here. The Oka Shabbos is in Perek Kav Ches. I don't know what I got here. Kav Ches, yeah. What?
In the
Ches
isn't applied.
The Issa.
The Ches are wearing hats because it rains. It's in the cloud. We wear any.
No, we're talking about Issa of oil. We're not talking about. We're talking about Issa. This hat should be a problem to wear on Shabbos because it's 8 centimeters long. And therefore, to put it on, I'm doing an oil. I've now got an oil over here, over my body. Which, should be honest, that's as close as possible to that, and says you shouldn't put it on. The answer why I'm saying we're allowed to do this nowadays is because we don't put our hat on to protect ourselves. We're not putting our hat on ourselves to protect ourselves from the rain or the sun. Let's just find this inside a minute. Couple cares. Very interesting halacha this, actually. Testing member of it. Very interesting halacha. So he says over here, Kovish Yeshu Shalim Rechovim, Tabak Vehem Asuim Rechovim, Dumas Lever, the Kiyosu Shem Rechov. Also, two things. One, first thing is, has to be made to Megin. The only problem is if it's made to actually protect you. If it's very, very, it has to be stiff as well. If it's very just flimsy, just bolt down, and also there's no problem with oil. It has to be stiff. Our hats are stiff. That would be a problem. But the Meister, the post can say that nowadays our hats are not made to protect ourselves from the rain and the sun, and therefore that is why it's better to wear our hats.
Someone this wears a hat.
Oh, now, the problem is, I don't know much about this, but the apostle do speak about it much. Someone wears a sun hat, for example. It's a boiling hot day, and he puts a sun hat on specially to protect it from the sun. That's tacking into your back.
A long walk, and then the sun's
not. Yeah, that's tacking into your back. If it's 8 o'clock, if it's 8 centimeters long. Nice, it could be human. What?
Pika.
But you don't put it on for the sun or rain normally.
Pika. And the sun hat.
I don't know if you do it for the sun. You do it for the sun, you wear any time. I think you wear it generally. No, he's got a straw hat, a person puts on because it's a boiling hot summer's day and he wants to put his hat on. What's the Taka speak about, Taka, yeah? They say that's Taka problem, I should avoid doing that, Taka. If a person puts the hat on specially for the reason of protecting himself from the rain and the sun, that Taka's not good. Yeah, finish. What? Protect, what are you doing? Protect you from the sun?
Yes, it's your afternoon, you put your hat on.
What hat do you mean? Another hat, not this one. A sun hat. A straw hat. Yeah, I wrote this down, I think. I wrote this down, actually. Hats which are designed to be made in our Shemesh, our Geshem, one should be machmir. Anyway, it's an oil. This is nothing to do with Hatzolis. That's what this first shitter, it's important to know this, we're coming in the next minute, that's what counts as Hilkas Hatzol. This shit of toaster has nothing to do with carrying. You could sit in your back garden and the heat is all the way around you. It's a dish of oil. Oil has nothing to do with you going in the streets. You sit by the pool, or what you do by the pool on Shabbos, that's another kasha.
Next to the pool.
Next to the pool, not swimming in the pool.
No.
By the pool, just sitting by the pool. Make sure you're not swimming in the pool.
Yeah,
this has nothing to do with Taka Hutsal. Yeah. Nothing to do with Hutsal, yeah.
In the house, there's no sands that is. He's not wearing a hat.
Yeah, so that's the chur, okay, then he got his head up. Yeah, that's right. He's in your house himself, mummish.
So when does this oil apply in the hat?
What, on a hat?
Yeah.
No, it won't. In any other house itself, this is of, but in your back garden, if it's a very hot day, you're sitting in the back garden. Yeah, it's right. In the house itself, no one's putting it on because of the, unless he's got a leaking roof and he wants to put it on, sort of rain coming onto it.
He's trying hard to see how you look.
That's all right. That's nothing. That's not. He's not doing too big, and that's much. Okay. So again, it has to be. It's a tepach long. Yeah, that's the thing. This is Toyser Shitta. Rashi Shitta actually is that it's nothing to do with oil. Rashi is an unbelievable chiddush actually. This Shulchan also brings down halacha lemaisa. What? That's an interesting shayla actually. I think someone says that. Someone actually asks this. Is the Issa oil to make the oil? Let's say someone had this. It's possible someone had this oil on before Shabbos, for example. He's allowed to carry on walking with it actually. But that, if you put it in your house for going out, that's cool. You're doing it for that reason. That's no good, huh?
That's the same thing you did with a buggy. You hold everything you got under.
Yeah? Could be. Maybe. Right. In the Maisa, we had, if you do Mala Lamato, when you want to make an oil, a wet house, if you put the bug underneath it. So you say, if you go underneath, someone holds the hat over here, and then you slide underneath, go under there. Yeah, it's a good answer. You must be sitting by the seaside, I think, on the shop, it sounds like. Yeah, very good. Then what, how is it coming over here? It's very interesting, is the Maisa Rashi Shitta. Rashi's got a Machut Shitta, which is very interesting Shitta. Rashi says the reason why it's Osa is that we're scared your hat might blow off on Shabbos. What happens is the hat blows off in the street, I go out and pick it up, and I carry on walking like this, I carry Dal Lamas in the street. So Rashi says the problem of wearing a hat on Shabbos is a Hitzodika problem, actually. It's a problem that a hat might come off, and therefore you're going to have an Issa of Hitzod. Obviously, that's talking about only if there's enough wind to make a hat blow off. Which I must say is not unheard of. It doesn't actually, I was just walking with my son this Shabbos as it happens. Yeah, this Shabbos as it happens, walking with my son, and I'd already prepared, I'd already thought about the shit, what's going to be, and his hat blew off. Well, his hat blew off. That's a serious problem. Because
has
there.
The width
is for oil, my friend. A wig, you can have a new fashion, your new people, you say, from the shop. Very narrow. What?
You wear electricity cap.
Same problem, yeah, it's quite right. Again, if you're wearing a hat without a couple, no, your couple's not a problem. If a person's wearing a hat without a couple, then there's no problem. Because if his hat blows off, he's not going to carry it walking in the street. He's going to cover his head straight away. So a simple ask if you're just wearing a couple, it's not going to be a problem. Because if the couple falls off, you're not going to walk around with a couple. You'll put the couple on your head straight away. Again. We're talking about a problem, you're supposed to be that clear, you're talking about someone's supposed to be that clear. The problem over here, we're talking about someone's got a hat with a couple on. So what happens is, it's a windy day outside, not even so windy, I'll say, I don't know if it was so windy last night, was it so windy? Was it? Ah, okay, could be. It was windy enough that a hat blew off.
So what's the hat
to? Come on, come on, one minute. The Rai was doing it. So the Rai, what's the shadow? The person wears a hat with a couple on, and it's windy outside. So it's windy enough that his hat might go off. There's a problem to go out in the street with some shots. So, now, what are they saying for this? What? So the Shulchan Aruch says the heta is, if you tie it down. That's one. We're scared that the wind will lift off his head and he'll carry down out to the rubbers. Unless it's tight on his head. Tight means it's well enough on your head that it will not blow off in a normal wind. Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, she's got armor, it's very deep, so she's nickel, etc., etc. And then, well, you tap. Someone told me, I didn't realize it, but a lot of these hats have got these ribbons around them. I don't know, he told me it's there. That's what he told me, I can't believe it. It's true.
Is that a button?
Is that a button?
It's a floor.
It's a floor, don't use it.
I don't understand, where do you want to tie it onto?
Tie it onto your button with your jacket.
But it's not blocked, what happened?
No, if you broke it up, it's got a hole to get out of
it. One flag.
It hangs off,
hangs it. That's true. So if you tie that, you've got no problem.
That's
what it
falls.
But the Meister, is there any other heads besides this?
Yeah, there is.
So there's a big shine over here. Mishnah Berurah actually mentions this over here. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Betaz Mashma, Dafila Chusla Eiv, Yesh Lachim Bezel. It's a big shine. What about the Kalmanis? And not Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's a big shayla. Many people take on it nowadays. We haven't got a proper Rosh Hashanah nowadays. So does that make it easier for this way? The fact that we haven't got a problem with Shusharim. Maybe the Issa of this is only talking about that a person might do an Issa deraisa. If you carry Dan and Amos in Rosh Hashanah, you walk 4 hours in Rosh Hashanah, you've done an Issa in HaTorah. Maybe this whole Gezerah is only in a case of where it's a proper Rosh Hashanah. Whereas, if it's not a proper Rosh Hashanah, it's a Carmelis. And certainly, in a place you've got an Eidah, then Zichah, no problem at all, yeah? But no, you can carry that, there's no problem. But in a Carmelis, is there a problem? This is a grey area. This is not Poshet at all. Not Poshet at all. The Maaseh, the Bi'aloch in Hilchas Tachshit, hopefully we'll touch this when we do Hilchas Tachshitim, he brings down a Shitta which holds that Tachshitim in a Carmelis is no problem. He doesn't like this, actually. He's not happy with this. So it looks like from the Mishnah Berurah, he's Machme even in a Carmelis. According to that, it's not possible to hit this head today. If a person's in a place where, I mean, you must read it again, it's only a problem when it's windy outside, yeah? It's a problem when it's windy outside, he's got a couple on him. If he's got no couple, there's no problem. So in that case there, then the only head that one can be relying on, if he wants to rely on a head is a Karamist, which is not so possible, that one. It's not so common. When it was the last time it was so windy, you went with your hat out in the street. When was the last time it was very windy in the street, you lost your hat, your hat blew off. It's not just a common occurrence, it's not so common.
You have to make sure you cross your hat on and you hold it, you walk like this and make sure it doesn't fly out.
It happens sometimes, it's not a common occurrence though. I mean, most people walk in the street, they're not holding their hats. Most people walk in the street and their hat stays on. Sorry?
You're not wearing hats on a windy summer's day.
You know what?
On a windy summer's day, which does happen every night.
I'm saying, that is an interesting point. Yeah, that's the point. I'm saying, someone's machmin in such a case there to take his cap off and only walk with his hat. Yes, you can't tell where he's coming from.
Yeah.
So Apostle, I don't even think what he says over here. He says about Hatzor. I can't remember why I wrote this down about. Should be here. I should speak about it here. It's not so possible when it's a. Yes, Poskim. It doesn't say much, he just brings the shitter down. And at the bottom he brings down about a Carmelis. He's not happy about this Carmelis. He's not happy with this head of a Carmelis. So one has to know, in a windy day, it's not so posh, Taka. It's not so posh. I'm not saying it's awesome, but I'm saying what the only head that one has clearly is either one makes it tight around himself, or a person relies on the fact that a Carmelis, there's no Issa in a Carmelis, and we've got a Carmelis, it's also not so posh. But that's not so glad, it's not so posh of a hetzer. Yeah, it's interesting, because there's two problems with that. One is Issa Oihel, that means even in your own house, in your own back garden, that'll be a problem with it. There's mechitas around there. And there's another problem that Rashi learns the problem is Hotsol, that you might come and carry it. That's another thing. Okay, let's move on a bit from that, from the hats. Glasses, also interesting, shy. This is a person loves to walk with glasses on the street, if he needs them, obviously. Pashtus, that means if a person needs it to see where he's going, that becomes this mashamish the guf. It's serving the body, it's helping the body, especially a lot of people without glasses get a pain in the eyes, actually. It's a strain on the eye, so it's certainly helping the guf. That's more so. However, reading glasses is not a hetzer, actually. To wear reading glasses means the person wants to know he's going from his house to shul, and he needs to read the siddur in shul. So he's got no glasses, he forgot his glasses he's forgot his glasses somewhere, he forgot to take them to shul. To put those glasses on Shabbos is a problem, actually. To take it in the street and wear those glasses just for the purpose of transporting it, it's reading glasses. He doesn't really need them on the street. They're not mashamashim at all on the streets. That is a problem of carrying, actually. That's not allowed to be done. I don't know who's wearing it. That's not allowed to be done.
Somebody wants to wear glasses because it looks nice, and then that could be a
question. I must tell you, someone asked me, Shire, I don't know if it's an amazing Shire there. I mean, it's amazing how you even work, actually. Someone told me that there's a person who, actually, when he walks in the streets, I don't know why he does this, actually, but he puts on glasses. Oh, I'll tell you why. He takes his glasses off, and he's got the normal lens, which is just transparent. It's got no strength to it. So you can't see any women in the street. I don't know if he sees a lamppost, I'm not sure about that, but Lamaisa, he wants to walk in the street without the glasses, no use to talk to him, really. It's very interesting trailers.
Why does
he wear it? He wears it because he wants to walk in the street and want to see. He doesn't want people to notice. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why is he not just taking glasses off? He doesn't want people to notice that he's doing a frum shtickel. So he looks like he's wearing, you see him in the street, he looks like he's wearing glasses. You see him walking a lot, it's very funny the way he's walking. You might think he's a shikker of it.
No, you think he's got contacts on. I don't wear contacts, you know.
Oh, you never wear, you know this person, he never wears contacts. I don't know. The mic said, that was a Shiloh. Is he allowed to do that, actually? It was an interesting Shiloh. I'll tell you the answer to this question next time. It's a very interesting question. He says, he's wearing the glasses for no reason, actually. That is a bit different. So reading glasses is a problem. Bifocal attack is no problem. Yeah, bifocal is all right. You've got a use for it straight away.
All right.